The risk posed by the slow pace of the vaccination campaign is now amplified by new variants of SARS-CoV-2 that appear to spread more easily among people, which means a COVID-19 vaccine has never been more critical. First reported in the UK in December, the mutation in SARS-CoV-2 has since appeared in the US, while yet another more worrisome variant of the virus, which may be better able to evade the immune defenses the body generates, has emerged in South Africa. With these mutated versions of the virus, the pace and completeness of vaccinating the public becomes more crucial. The point of mass vaccination is to achieve herd immunity, in which the majority of the population is protected against COVID-19. For the virus, such a scenario is similar to a thief encountering a neighborhood of secured and alarmed homes. It's harder to break in. The more quickly a fortress of immunity is built, the easier it is to thwart the virus as it hits blockade after blockade. If the vaccination effort is more piecemeal, as it is in the U.S. now with the plodding rollout, there may be more opportunities for SARS-CoV-2 to develop mutations that make it resistant to the vaccines. If that happens, those mutant variants can outcompete their cousins and dominate. Some experts argue that even partial vaccine protection among a large number of people is better than complete protection in a smaller group. They advocate for people getting their second shot about 3 months after the first, instead of the 21 or 28 days currently recommended. That way, more people could get vaccinated at least once and enjoy partial protection of slightly over 50% on average against COVID-19. According to some estimates, compared with the 95% provided by the current plan. And the virus's spread would be slowed as well. It's not perfect, but it could do more good for more people. The UK adopted this strategy on December 30th, a controversial and, some health experts say, premature decision. There is no strong evidence for deferring the second dose, which the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, reiterated in a January 4th statement supporting the existing dosing regimen. It's also unclear whether the new SARS-CoV-2 variants cause worse disease and warrant such a change. So far, the antibodies and immune responses generated by the vaccines can still neutralize the mutant viruses. Given how far the U.S. vaccination program has fallen short already, delaying the second dose, says Dr. Leanna Wen, former health commissioner for Baltimore City, is solving for the wrong problem. If we are unable to even administer the supplies of vaccine we have at the moment, what is the purpose of trying to increase the supply when we should be focused on increasing the rate of administration of the vaccine? Frieden agrees. We should be focusing on getting the vaccine out as rapidly, as widely, and as equitably as possible.